Let's check the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hope you're enjoying the warmer weather today.
Boy, it is a lot warmer. and that's good. That makes the corn that's in the ground pop up and grow fast. The soybeans, too. There are some acres that need yet to be planted across the Midwest. Why don't you start in our part of the world, and we'll work our way around North and South America and check out forecasts in other places as well. But what's happening here first?
Yeah, you know, you definitely hit the nail on the head there. You know, we've been kind of subdued for a while. We had so much cloudy, dreary, wet days and sometimes coolish bias in May. And so this warm-up is really going to stimulate some aggressive development and also help to take the surplus out of the moisture situation across the region. So that's good. It's going to be short-lived, though, because we do have a tropical storm Cristobal that is going to come up through the lower parts of the Delta and kind of arc its way through the lower Missouri River Valley and then back across Illinois and Wisconsin, kind of merging up with a frontal boundary as we go into next week, and that's when that storm will have its biggest influence on the Midwest. But because the storm gets sheared off in the Gulf of Mexico, and what I mean by that is that some of the significant rains associated with this tropical storm will actually get split away from the storm's center before it reaches land, and that rain will move into Florida and southern Georgia and southeastern Alabama, while the main storm center comes into Louisiana and then takes that arc I just described. So what will happen is we'll get some rain, but it's not going to be excessive rain, and we're not going to get a lot of terrible wind unless the storm really gets going lots more than what is expected. So I think we're going to see a good mix of weather across the Midwest, a little bit of rain next week after several days of warmish and less precipitation across the area. And then some cooler weather after the rain passes through. So a good mix, I think. As far as the plains is concerned, I think we'll see a little bit of dryness, certainly continuing in parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
I'm interested in the reason why the rain shears off and goes to the east, but the bulk of the storm comes up and kind of makes a left and goes west, which seems unusual to me for these storms.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's the whole reason why the shearing does occur. There's basically a split taking place in the jet stream in that region so that the surface low gets somewhat dislocated from the upper level features. And so the convection gets pulled off when the upper level part of the storm gets split away. So that sharp turn to the left, or to the west in this case, actually is symptomatic of the split that's going on in the upper atmosphere. And so that's really basically what is happening here. And once that convection gets stripped off the back side of the storm won't have the same ability to intensify as greatly as it would have otherwise, and certainly the rainfall will be lighter in the area that experiences the landfall.
Interesting. Does it, because it's going to the west, hold drier air or provide wetter potential for the northern plains?
Actually, it probably isn't going to do a lot of good for the northern plains. You know, that area has been drying out rather notably here recently. It's had a lot of wind and a lot of heat, and it really has dried down a lot. The topsoil is becoming very short in many areas in central and western North Dakota and parts of northwestern South Dakota as well as eastern Montana. And we have two large storm systems that are going to move across the Canadian prairies, and under any other circumstance, we would get some good rain to occur in the northern plains. But Cristobal is going to interfere with that. Just having Cristobal in the Gulf of Mexico will restrict the northward movement of moisture out of the Gulf and into the plains. So initially, the first storm that comes into the Canadian prairies and the northern plains will just not be able to tap into Gulf of Mexico moisture. So it will be a scattered shower pattern, but not necessarily a good soaker for the U.S. And then the second storm comes along when Cristobal is moving across Illinois and into the heart of the Midwest. Well, having a strong circulation system in the middle of the Midwest, it doesn't allow much moisture to flow back into the northern plains. So the second storm may not produce real well as far as rain in North Dakota, and we may end up with spring wheat and canola out there and some sunseed that is really struggling for moisture more significantly about a week or a week and a half from now.
Let's stay with those crops. but move to Europe. Are we still concerned there?
Well, we are concerned, at least for the moment. Now, most of the computer forecast models have suggested that France, Germany, and the United Kingdom will all see rain in the coming week to 10 days. And that's great. I'm fully convinced it will happen, but it hasn't happened yet. And the latest soil assessment does show that all three of those countries are drying down rather notably right now. And it is getting to the point where crops are becoming more stressed. And but the rain that's supposed to occur over the coming week should be timely enough to stop the decline in conditions there and at least temporarily give these crops a pretty nice boost. Now, we still have much improved weather occurring in the Black Sea region. That area, you know, struggled for a while early spring, and since then they've had some good scattering of showers and thunderstorms on a regular basis, and their moisture profiles are mostly good. But as we bring rain into the UK and parts of Germany and France, we're going to take it away from southeastern Ukraine and portions of Russia's southern region. So those areas are going to end up drying down again as we go forward through the same 10-day period coming up. So always something to talk about, right?
Right, indeed. Hey, finally, before I let you go, anything of note in South America as it relates to second crop or safrinha corn?
You know, I think most of that corn crop is far enough along right now that it's not being seriously impacted by the lack of precipitation. We are drying out some of that region again. But I think that we had the moisture around when reproduction was occurring. You know, if you recall, way back early in the reproductive season, it was too dry in some of those eastern areas. We lost some yield. Then rain came along and helped that crop at the very end of its reproductive cycle, and now we're getting dry again. So the filling process may not be ideal conditions, but what we're losing now is really pretty minor relative to what we might have lost earlier on.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.